Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive developments at the primary level. On today's program, one of Jamaica's outstanding charitable organizations, Hands Across Jamaica for Righteousness, steps forward to provide students from several inner-city communities with financial assistance so they can attend school. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more. Noted author Charles Dickens once said, "No one is useless in this world who lightens the burdens of another." Lightening the burdens of fellow Jamaicans has been the mission of Hands Across Jamaica for Righteousness for the last 20 years. This nonprofit volunteer organization continues to seek ways to uplift the nation's most vulnerable citizens, especially our children. In keeping with this mandate, Hands Across Jamaica recently launched its Sponsor a Child initiative, under which it will provide educational funding to 28 children deemed less fortunate.
The program will seek to assist children who are bright children in need of help. The program mission is to address some of the needs of less fortunate children from the inner city communities who have the potential to succeed and to make a positive impact on their families and communities.
Executive Chairman of Hands Across Jamaica for Righteousness, Evangelist Errol Rattray. Two students, one boy and one girl, will be selected from 14 schools involved in the program. Beneficiaries will be selected by principals and guidance counselors at each institution and will be assisted with educational material, transportation, lunch, and health care.
The criteria is that the child must display potential to excel academically, to have good academic performance, and there should be parent-guardian involvement in the school's PTA.
The schools involved in the program include the Almond Town, Iris Gelly, Halfway Tree, Doheny Park, St. Benedict's, August Town, Rosu, Trench Town, Tivoli Gardens, and Tavares Gardens Primary Schools. Holy Trinity High is the only secondary school presently involved. Hands Across Jamaica is inviting the support of the public as well as corporate Jamaica in making the initiative a success. Persons or organizations may provide full or partial sponsorship to each student. Mr. Rattray outlines the nature of the financial assistance to be rendered.
Breakfast and lunch transportation would be $3,000 per week. Textbook and educational supply would be $30,000 per year. Uniform shoes would be $20,000 per year. School trips and recreation, $15,000. And dental medical, $15,000 per annum.
Persons or organizations interested in becoming sponsors may contact the Hands Across Jamaica for Righteousness office at 920-3505 or email letsjoinhands@gmail.com. Speaking on behalf of the Education Ministry, Sergeant Coleridge Minto fully endorsed the project, saying that it will help reduce student truancy and absenteeism. He adds that it will help bolster the self-esteem and self-worth of the students who will benefit.
I believe one of the important elements of this program is for them to respect themselves and to understand that irrespective of their socioeconomic background, they were fearfully and wonderfully made.
Your effort to invest in the lives of our students will not be in vain. We will profit in the years to come as we assist the Ministry of Education to attain its critical target of 100% enrollment in school, particularly at the primary level.
Principal of Almond Town Primary, Candy Lee Crook-Smith, speaking on behalf of the benefiting schools and students. 11-year-old Tejan Bailey, a student of Rosu Primary, has been benefiting from the program since its pilot phase currently underway at his school.
Hands Across Jamaica has helped me in many ways, providing bus fare for me, lunch money, breaks, and helping me with my school uniform, my books, everything that I need for school they have helped me with. Hands is a good organization that I want people to sponsor. I want people to sponsor them so that they can sponsor a child.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.